Jennifer Marsman, and I'm live from Build 2016. And with me today is Anna Roth from the Cognitive Services team. Anna, what's your role on the team?
I'm a program manager.
Excellent. And Cognitive Services has been one of the big things that we've seen nonstop at Build 2016 this year. With Mike, if you go to www.microsoft.com/cognitive, there are 22 different APIs that you can use to do a whole range of things. Everything from detecting emotions, facial detections, some voice, a lot of different things, object recognition. So a lot of really cool things to help kind of advance machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. So we've been really excited with our sort of what's come out of Build this year. You know, we have technology from Bing, from MSR, from CNE, and people all across the company have actually contributed APIs to our cognitive services rollout. So it's been super exciting to see, you know, what's been put together and also what our customers are saying about it.
That's great. And so we're actually live right here at the booth. So Anna, could you show us what you're doing here at your booth?
Absolutely. So let's take a look at the emotion API.
How happy we are.
You want to look surprised?
Yes.
Anger.
So,
I'm trying to get my fear. Fear is really hard. Fear is hard.
I love it. I just tried to...
See, from this demo, it looks like what is clearly happened is, first of all, number one, it's recognizing our faces. So you see the facial detection by a bounding box appearing upon our faces in that live video stream. So we're kind of seeing live, kind of real-time from video. Now, is it actually processing video or is it processing individual frames from images?
So in this demo, we do individual frames. So we're actually doing, in this case, just for latency reasons, the face detection locally, and we're sending up individual sort of faces up to our emotion API. In the cloud, so that's running live.
That's great, and it looks like there are 8 different emotions here that it's able to capture.
Correct, so we have happiness, sadness, surprise, disgust, contempt, fear, anger, and then neutral.
That's awesome, and it's cool. It looks like it's showing kind of cumulatively the aggregate of all the emotions. So when both of us were looking at the board together at this demo, it was showing kind of a sum total of our emotions, our overall emotional state. Is that right?
That's right. So in this demo, that's how we do it. In part because we actually released video APIs and Build this year. So the emotion API for images came out in November, and yesterday we announced that we had sort of offline video using Azure Media Services to do sort of aggregate detection for a crowd. So if you want to know, like, how did a crowd respond to a talk or a movie palette or something like that, you can get kind of a summary of the crowd's emotions.
That's amazing. I even think of just like kiosks and like in a storefront type scenario and having a window display and having people, walk by and looking at your, the things that you have to sell and just kind of getting a sense for the emotion, or even like at a trade show like we do here, just being able to see people's reactions to technology is very, very cool, very, very powerful.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. You know, I think of what makes Emotion API really compelling is this is a kind of interaction that, like, you and I do totally naturally, right? Like, I smile at you and you smile back. But it's unconscious. You don't think about it. Computers haven't been able to take this as a signal before. You know, it's been totally obtuse to them. And so, you know, with all the great work that was done at MSR to build out this technology, now you have an ability to take a whole new signal in to your application or service.
So let's talk a little bit about the machine learning behind this. So this looks like a very kind of straight out of the box case of supervised machine learning, where I'm assuming you had a whole lot of data and basically took faces or pictures of people's faces and then had a labeled data set where this face is angry, this face is mad, and then with a very, very large sum, you can use machine learning to train something like that. Is there, and I'm impressed with how well it's done on a variety of different people. I assume you had a very, very large data set and we're looking at things like making sure you're getting data across ethnicities and across ages and all of that sort of thing. Were there children? How well does it work on children?
So this was absolutely a focus for the team, so getting a diverse set of faces, because you want it to be sort of universally applicable. So the cool thing about these emotions is that they're expressions that a bunch of psych research has shown are more or less universal, so like across cultures and ages and genders, everybody smiles kind of in the same way. And so we did a bunch of work, you know, in with some help from the Bing team to web crawl images across sort of a variety of diverse people. So when we had this data labeled, we were getting, you know, stuff that would be robust across different groups of people.
Nice. And it looks like you used the web for your data source. Did you manually annotate all of them with the labels of the emotions?
Yes, I mean, not me personally, yeah. but this is like a pretty standard thing to do.
Yeah, very good, very good. And then what kind of machine learning algorithms were you using under the covers? I know in other videos we've talked about some of the differences between, you know, Bayesian networks versus decision trees versus some of the new stuff with neural nets and deep learning specifically. What kinds of algorithms were you guys looking at?
Sure, so these use CNNs, but what I would really suggest is actually take a look at the paper. So the paper is sort of the background of the research, and what you see in Emotion API is a little more advanced. But if you go to the Microsoft Research website and look up Chaw Zhang's recent paper on emotion detection, you can learn for yourself.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds like a great resource. That would be very, very cool to learn more. All right. Well, I love this. Now, if people want to go ahead and play, these APIs are all available today for download. Again, the URL is www.microsoft.com/cognitive. And 22 different APIs that are all kinds of fun. Can you name any of the other 22? I'm going to give quiz. This is on-the-fly quiz here.
I think I can name most of the 22, but it may take a while. Yeah. So we have, I think some of the really exciting ones have been generating a lot of interest. You know, there's our face and vision APIs, video, speech, custom speech recognition. There's LUIS, which people have just been losing it over.
Yes. Which stands for Language Understanding Intelligence Service?
Correct. It's a way to do sort of very easy, natural language interactions with applications by giving it a handful of examples as opposed to having to, you know, programmatically train this whole system by yourself.
Yeah.
So we have all the Bing APIs, which are new. So this has been really exciting, actually. One of the big announcements that we had is that we've taken on 5 APIs from Bing, sort of in partnership with them, as a part of Cognitive Services. So there's wonderful APIs for video search and news and image. And just general web. So that's been really exciting.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Anna. And if people want to follow you and just keep abreast of what's going on here in with Cognitive Services, how can they follow you?
So me personally, you can follow me on Twitter at Anna S. Roth.
Great, great. And then again, www.microsoft.com/cognitive. Try it out for yourself. Thanks a lot from Build 2016.